Hello, you're listening to the Creative Bulb Podcast. My name is Mashatisa. This is a podcast where we help you get to your full creative potential. Welcome to Season 3. Happy New Year. It's been a minute since I recorded. I've been busy doing a lot of things, but I come bearing good news. So I have done a couple of things. I have met so many people that I'd like you guys to meet. I have also sampled a lot of very, very interesting stories and a lot of interesting people that I know you're going to learn from. So the Creative Bulb Podcast is a podcast for those who are listening in for the first time. Our podcast is meant to help people get to their full creative potential. I've always wondered, like, how does it look like when you're in a full creative potential? I get to interview so many guests, and the guests come in with their different stories. And the theme for Season 3 is the art of running. In this way, a lot of the times you find like you have an idea, you have a vision, you have a way in which you want certain things to be done. Maybe you have this particular vision of how you'd want to be probably a filmmaker or whatever it is. And a lot of the times you don't really know how exactly to be that. Yes, you've gone to school, but the how is where the biggest problem is. So the whole purpose of Season 3 now is to look for different people and their journey and the things they're learning as they get to run with their vision, as they get to fulfill the different things they are very passionate about. So ladies and gentlemen, today I have a very interesting lady in studio today. It's someone I've met from just the other day, and someone really interesting. And she's not Kenyan, she's from Tanzania, so that's how serious I am. I bring guests from different areas. So our guest today is going to introduce herself. She's from Tanzania. She's a documentary filmmaker, and a lot of things that you're going to learn from her. So ladies and gentlemen, without wasting much time, let us welcome Angela to the studio.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm so happy to interview you. In fact, you're the first, I haven't interviewed someone from a different country. So all the other seasons are just mostly Kenyan. So yay.
I'm lucky.
East Africa.
I'm the luckiest.
Yeah, so East Africa to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would really want to know, who's Angela?
Angela, I am a filmmaker. Mm-hmm. That's where my passion is. But also I should be called like a human rights activist, mm-hmm. because of the audio drama that I do. I think I've shown you the other day. It's like some sort of a podcast, but it's basically on human rights. So aside from being a human right too, I am a newly animated animator artist currently this month. And also, honestly, I'm a very hardworking person.
Yeah, okay. So Angela, you're doing so many things. You're saying you're a human rights activist. Hey, okay. You're a very serious person, documentary filmmaker. Yeah. You're winning in your young age. So my question would be, like, is this something you studied? Did you study about, like, what did you study in school? What was your journey like?
Okay, actually, I'm an engineer.
Oh.
Professionally, I'm an engineer. I graduated from Arvi University in 2018.
Uh-huh.
But...
you're serious?
The shift is quite, I don't know, it's unpredictable, but yeah. I realized that I had a passion of writing when mm-hmm. I was in my second year.
Oh, okay.
But it was kind of too late because I could not even switch courses, like to shift from studying an engineering to doing study film mm-hmm. or any type of that field. So I decided to just stick there and finish it because I thought my dad would not understand. Like, okay, although I was being sponsored by the government, like 100% sponsorship at the university. So I thought my dad would not understand. So I waited until I finished the whole thing. But in the middle of my journey in school, after I identified myself that I want to write, I am passionate about writing, I started to do some things. Because I had stories in my mind, and I was a very good storyteller, like from mouth to mouth, like, yeah. I could just narrate to a person a story, mm-hmm. and then it's, for them, it could be seen like they're in the movie.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know how to put that on paper.
Mm.
So I had to go to YouTube.
Okay.
You know, masterclass.
That's from ever since you're like a second year?
Yes, second year in university. So I just did that. So the passion keeps on growing. I was like, okay, I'm wasting time here at school. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah,
I'm wasting time. That this time I could be making my film and everything. So at the point that I learned like how to write it, I had to face some people who were like big in the industry.
Okay.
Like, can we do this? Can we do this?
Okay.
But unfortunately, most of them were just like, you have to give us something on the time.
Okay.
I was just a very small girl.
Still in campus.
Yes, I was a very small girl, and I didn't know the industry that well.
Yeah.
So most of them, they could just say, okay, some of them were not direct, like, we want this in exchange of you producing. But you could see the direction, like, this is what they wanted, you see. So it discouraged me, for real. It really discouraged me. So, but the passion, if the passion is burning inside, you won't just give up like that.
Yeah.
You just relax maybe for a while, and then you continue somewhere. Mm. So I finished my school. And the funny fact, when I graduated, I didn't even participate in a graduation because I was like, what am I graduating for?
But you passed, but you must have been a very smart person.
Yes, I did well.
Okay.
Yes, I did well, but I said, why am I even graduating? Like, I'm having that, in Tanzania, we're calling it yoho.
Mm.
Why am I even wearing the yoho? Like, I'm taking a picture smiling, and this is not even the thing that I love.
Yeah.
So I just let it go. My friends were like, okay, why are you not here? Why are you not here? It was crazy. So that's my journey. So after that, I didn't even work as an engineer.
Oh.
Yes. I remember I had a friend of mine who said, like, I have a job somewhere. It was a copywriting job.
Yeah.
Because I knew how to write.
Yeah.
So, like, he connected me there. So I wanted to start, like, the copywriting job. Mm-hmm. So there's, from there, you know, like, I was keeping on writing, like, even if it was not film, but I was writing. So the passion keeps on growing up and growing. So when I was paid my salary, I just, like, keep it aside and say, I'm just gonna buy some things for my mini company.
Oh, okay.
So it went on writing, but the kind of movie that I wanted, well, like, the budget was a little bit huge.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to connect with some of the friends that are into filmmaking, that are the big ones. Like, those are my age, not big directors.
Yeah.
But most of them, when I reached out to them, they were like, okay, we want money. Like, we can just, you know, it's very hard to convince the person your vision.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they're not on the same page as you.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
It's kind of different. So they were like, okay, we'll do it. But deep down inside, like, you may find, like, for months, for a lot of weeks, they're not even responding. Like, okay, we need to do this. I've sent you the script. Can we do this?
Mm.
But they just ran away.
Mm.
So I thought, okay, so that's it. I kept on saving. But I remember I said, like, what if I transform the movies into audios?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What if I transform? Because making a film is kind of, the budget is kind of huge.
Expensive.
What if I take these ideas and transform them into audios, that I have like an audio film? So when a person can come and listen, they will understand my vision.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I started creating the drama.
Mm.
At the studio, I paid for the voiceover artist, for the producer.
Yeah.
But I was writing and directing it by myself. So it came like that, but I was basically based on human rights.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought by doing that, I could attract this mashirika, the organization.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that. Some of them, like, were like, for them that I shared with, some of them were very interested to work with me.
Mm.
But the problem was, like, hey, you are an individual, you're not an organization, we cannot give you money just like that.
Mm.
So at that point, I decided to, why don't I register my own, like, my own company or like an organization, so that I may be like known, or I may be known by the government that this company exists. So I did that. So luckily this year I registered my company, and it's basically doing that. We have made a film, a short film about mental health, and others are coming.
Okay.
And also, like that, we did the the audio dramas.
Yeah,
you have seen
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I've had a couple. They're really
yes,
nice.
They're like, I don't know, they're like 8 with episodes.
Mm. I really love your journey. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
For having the courage, because I've heard stories of so many people who, like, you find someone has studied law. You know, because you've studied law, you passed, you went to law school. But yeah, like, hey, me, I'm into fashion. You know, a lot of people don't really have the courage to do what they want, yeah, because ideally they see sometimes the arts or something else is less than what they need. So, like, from your story, even before we now go discuss, like, the projects you're working on, what gave you the courage? Like, what was the reaction from your parents, people around you? Like, what really gave you the confidence to start up and say, you know what, me, I've studied engineering, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Of course, no experience is ever wasted, mm-hmm, but how did you get the courage to do that, just to encourage someone who's listening and they're in that situation?
Okay, I think maybe I believed in myself a lot, mm-hmm, sometimes. It's not like a vikwazo. I don't know.
Obstacles.
Yeah. It's not like obstacles that are not there.
Yeah.
Like, if there's something burning, you know, you cannot even... On my side, I can't turn off the volume of my dreams inside of me. I think that's the point that made me be more confident in pursuing whatever that I am pursuing right now. Because my father really loves, like, a person that has a degree and then they're going to work, they have a lot of money. He likes that.
Yeah.
But I created on the journey that a trust between me and my father.
Yeah.
Like, whenever that I am going to do something like that I know is not my profession or that like he wouldn't like, I tell him.
Oh, okay.
Okay, father, I want to free. At first it wasn't that easy, but I managed to get his trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, okay, father, this is what I want to do, and I believe 1, 2, 3 is going to be successful one day. I know it's not going to pay off now, but it's going to be paid later.
Sometime later.
Okay. So at first I was okay, but he sees the money coming sometimes, you know, and when a parent sees the money coming, he can complain like, what are you doing? What are you doing? But he sees the money coming, though sometimes it's not coming from film. Like, I have some other things that I do.
Okay.
But he has that trust in me. Okay, this person has to do this thing, and it seems like it's working. But me, on my side, I know my hustle. I know what's going on. I know what's going on.
Yeah.
So I think to believe in yourself and make the ones that are around you to believe in that process.
Okay.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself and make the people around you believe in that process.
Yeah.
So one thing I've always learned, and I think it's even the theme for this season is running. You know, now you have a vision. The vision is very clear for you. Now you're coming to the industry that you have no... I don't know how the industry is in Tanzania. Maybe you'll speak about it.
Mm.
But now you are... Now, okay, yes, I have this idea and you don't know how it's going. So... first off, let's speak about what are some of the things you're learning from this uncertain period. Because sometimes I know it's one thing to have an idea and a vision and something burning inside you, but you just don't know what to do. You know, like, sometimes you desire the money, but you're like, me, I don't know how I'm making money, especially from the arts. Like, what are some of the things you're learning from this season as you run with your vision?
Yeah, I think I learned patience.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to... You have to have this strong feeling and believe in yourself.
Yeah.
So that it might create some kind of patience inside.
Yeah.
You know, this industry is kind of hard, especially for women.
Yeah.
I'm facing that, like, every day because I'm surrounding the men most of the time. Okay. Like, so most of the time they think, like, okay, she's just a girl. And you, though you see me, I'm kind of small sometimes. So sometimes it's dim your confidence a little. But if you have that fire that is still burning, it creates some sort of patience inside. Like, okay, they're not trusting me, okay? They don't believe me now, but I still have this.
Yeah.
You live in belief and hoping that one day it might turn out the way that they did not even expect. But it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy. I can imagine. What's yours? That's a bit hard.
It's not easy.
And even right now when you're introducing yourself, you call yourself a documentary filmmaker. And a documentary filmmaker is very particular, like you're very specific on what you want. And sometimes, a lot of the times when I interview people or when I talk to different creatives, like people are a jack of all trades. You do so many things. And you don't, I'm a graphic designer. I can also edit. I can also sing. I can also dance. You know, you're multi-talented, but yours is very particular. So what was the journey like to really finding out, this is, I want to do films, but I'm a documentary filmmaker. Like, at what point did you know that is it?
It's because of the type of message that I'm basing on. I love helping people, like through storytelling. So I think the best way to capture that in a sense that people will understand more is through that.
Okay.
So it really has to do with the message that I have. Okay. That's why I'm basically basing it.
That's nice. So I can say you're a documentary filmmaker. Engineering anytime soon, maybe once in a while.
No, if I give it. No. Actually, like, on November. Last year, from January to November, I was also employed at
2021.
Yes, I was employed at a certain company. Mm-hmm. After my first company, I left there and then I got hired at the next company that I was in. But I didn't feel, I didn't feel myself. I was writing. I love writing.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel myself. Like, what am I doing?
Felt lost.
Like, I'm waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to the office. I write. I pack my bags. I go home. I sleep. I wake up again in the morning. And then this one day, I sit down and say, God, this is not normal.
Yeah.
I want money.
Yes.
But I feel like I'm in prison.
You're not fulfilled.
It was a very crazy decision that I made.
How many months into the job or weeks?
I did it for 6 months, actually.
Okay. Oh,
I
did for tried.
Yes, I tried. And it was a very hard decision for me. It was like, I couldn't even sleep at night. Like, I was rolling on my bed. Like, God, what am I even doing? I'm wasting time. At this time, maybe I could be doing something for myself. Maybe I could be reaching far. So, I think I'm going to quit.
So, you quit?
I quit.
How was the resignation like? What did you do?
At that time, I didn't understand. I thought I was making a mistake.
Uh-huh.
So, I fasted.
Oh, okay.
I'm a kind of spiritual person. Yeah. So, I fasted.
Uh-huh.
And that day, I was fasting. I went to the office. And I did not even want to do anything.
Yeah.
Until the fasting was over. So, accidentally, the boss called me.
Mm.
Like, this is weird. Why is he calling me now?
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything.
Okay.
So, he called me. Can you come? Can you come with a piece of paper? Okay. And a pen? Okay. I took the piece of paper and the pen. I went to him. He was like, last month, I think you did not do this job. And this week, you didn't do 1, 2, 3, and 2, 3. The way he was talking, I was like, God.
Inspiring me.
But I have this, why am I, Konina Teseka, I feel like I have this thing inside me that I can do like every day without getting tired. So after I finished with that, and he told me, like, you can go. I want to open the door, and then I returned back to him. Okay. My boss, I think I'm quitting.
Yeah, I quit.
He said, like, why? Is there something wrong?
Yeah.
Did you do anything wrong?
Yeah.
I said, boss, this is personal.
Yeah.
Like, it's about me. It's about my life. I really want money. Hey, I really want, because I'm supporting my family at this point.
Yeah.
But I think I'm not doing justice to myself.
Your heart is in another place.
I'm not doing justice to myself. I'm in the box. I don't even know any. That's a very crazy life for me. Mm-hmm. Like, you are just living to survive.
Yeah,
that's a very crazy life to live. So I said, okay, I think at the end of this month, I'm going to continue. I didn't believe it until like the month ended. I signed my letter. I was like, okay, have a nice
Six months into the job.
Yes, have a nice life. I told my friends. They were like, okay, I think you know what you do. I think you know what you're doing. So it was crazy for others, but I know inside of me what I was doing. Because, you know, sometimes when God gives you a vision, it's not public. It's between you and God. So you know, like, I need to do this, I need to do this, this year, I need to do this. So that's it.
Mm. I like what you said. and I can't always, I can't overemphasize the fact that, like, God really had a very strong place to be in your life. Because first off, you're not even like a, you're an extremely young person. Like, you're under 30. You're like, that's what people say, like, the millennials of nowadays. You know, these millennials, you're just 6 months into a job. People stay in jobs for like 36 years. Mm. Someone like my mom stayed in her work for like 36 years. That's the only place she's been employed. Wow. But it's so different for some of us. Mm. We can't, it's just like, well, there's something always deep down within you. Mm. And so I really need to appreciate you for like the whole part of just standing up. And you know, it looks like an immature decision. First off, because you're young, you don't know, like, mm-hmm. you have your entire life ahead of you. But you're making a very drastic decision, and you need money. You're supporting your children. Sorry, not your children, your family. Hey! I'm manifesting a family for you. So you're supporting your family. Now, so you quit a job to be unemployed.
To do what I love. I love making films. I have a lot of ideas inside of me. And
What was the first film you make? What was the first project you made immediately now after you quit your job?
Oh, it's about mental health. It's called The Two of Us.
Uh-huh.
It's about a girl who was fighting with her own fears.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that the film that you went for? Whether you went for a screening at Nafasi?
Yes.
That's your film. Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, nice. It was a really nice one.
Yeah. So I portrayed some of the parts that I was going through, because uh-huh. sometimes we are our own fears.
Oh.
We don't make a decision because we see like there's something. We are waiting for the fear to show up, but. Yeah. We don't know that we are our own fear.
Mm.
So that's the part that I just try to illustrate it through a film. Like, sometimes you are your own fear. So what if your own fears appears in front of you? What will you do to fight it? That's the movie it's all about.
We are your own fears. I really love the film. Because it was very powerful.
Mm, thank you.
You're your own fears. And it was actually based from a personal experience.
Yes.
So when you find a fear, you just kind of, you fight it.
Yes.
So I wanted to speak on that, that fighting your fear bit, because I know a lot of us are probably even not aware of that. Mm-hmm. We are scared of so many things. Like, there's a world of uncertainty. That's why it's this theme still on the theme of the art of running with your vision.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when you speak on that, what are some of the things or probably experiences of people around you, could be your own experience. What are some of these fears that you've seen people, even as creatives, really have, that you might want to really encourage someone to face it? Like, give personal examples, like, what exactly can the fear look like? Because some of us don't even know that we are afraid of ourselves. We have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for me, from my experience, I think the fear comes in different forms.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly, it's in within us.
Okay.
There's so many, not a voice like it tells you, you hear it.
Yeah.
There are a lot of voices inside of us, mm-hmm. lots of them. Some are positive, some are mm-hmm. negative. Some you may think they're positive, but they're negative
mm-hmm.
because of maybe you're under a certain situation at that time. So you think it's positive, but it's negative.
I understand you.
Yes. So, Kungu Mimi, on my experience, fear was something that was inside of me.
Okay.
While I had something that was from my family, like
from
my, because I believe everything is is about choices.
Yeah.
When you hear it, it might not sound like as loudly as you might hear, like, don't go, don't do. But it's a routine that you've created, maybe from the environment that you are day to day, and you made that voice louder to a point that it dictates your movements in real life. You know, like, our minds dictate our daily movement.
Yeah.
So when that comes, like, you made that voice of fear, it may not be even intentional, but from the way you're living your life, from where you're allowing energies from other people, you may increase the volume of that negativity, and you may not even know that you're increasing it.
Yeah. Slowly, by there, before you realize, hey, you're already gone.
Yes, you may not even know that you're increasing the voice.
Yeah.
So at that time that it comes, the volume is already high. We can turn around, and boom, it happens.
Okay.
That's from me, because that has been happening to my life too. At a very young age, I started hustling.
Oh, okay.
Very young age, when I mean, even the school things was quite a hustle.
Uh-huh.
We'd be doing like exams for 9 hours. Like, okay, you have a family to take care to.
Yeah.
You have to do an exam that. You think, like, this is not even my life, but I'm sitting doing an exam for 9 hours.
Mm.
That's already a stress.
Yeah.
So for me, there was a point in my life that I had a depression, and I think I chose that.
Okay.
Yes, I chose total in my life. But without me knowing, I allowed it.
You allowed yourself to
I allowed myself to be in that situation. So there was a time in my life that I was very confused. Like real depression, like here. I don't know if it was a voice. Mm-hmm. I've never seen them say this to anyone, but I think it might help a person. But there was a time that you feel a some sort of a feeling. Tells you, go to the beach, pretend like you're swimming, go deep.
What?
Go deep.
You're serious? That's what is in the film.
Go deep, and all of it will wash away.
Like. Oh.
I think that's how people are killing themselves now.
Yeah.
And it's become very, I don't know, famous or popular. I don't know. It's become like a lifestyle.
Mm.
Those are the things that people like experience. It starts very small.
Mm.
But if you don't have another voice that is kind of loud to interrupt that negativity, you're gone.
Mm-mm.
But I really thank God that I'm a person who prays.
Yeah.
It might not be that powerful, but I think that made me to not take that decision.
Okay.
Mm-mm. So you have to, even if you're not a spiritual person, you're in a zone like to avoid this negativity inside you. Choose something that can be strong, even if the negativity comes, it attacks.
Mm-mm.
It may be family, it may be your loved one, like your boyfriend or anything. Like choose something that you're looking up to.
Yeah.
So when that thing happens, it may not have its way because there's also another voice that tries to interrupt from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like what you said about mental health, because nowadays we lose so many people to mental health cases.
Yeah.
Like you see people commit suicide, like, hey, Kwani, what's happening to everyone? Every single day guys are committing. And it's sad because sometimes you don't really know what's wrong with you.
Mm.
I like what you said because sometimes you find, yes, you're feeling you're not satisfied. There's always those periods of you have extremely low moods. Here you are in a space that you know you're not supposed to be, but you fear like, okay, I want to do this thing that I have no idea of.
Mm.
Like finding yourself, you know, that days you just look up, oh, this is not my life.
Mm.
And the courage to really take a step, because everything in life is a choice.
Yeah,
there's a quote I had from someone, I can't remember who it was. You're born looking like your parents, but you die looking like your decisions.
Yeah.
The fact that you choose not to make a decision, it's still a decision in its own self. So I like what you spoke about, the whole mental health thing and learning to really face our fears. Because I know a lot of creative people really face our fears. Like there's another podcast I did and I realized, I was talking about, it was during the period when around Chadwick Boseman had died. And I was like, I've always enjoyed living in the shadows. Like I don't want anybody to know about me. I don't want to make a contribution. I'm just so scared. I know I can do something, but I'm just so scared. Like, it's creativity in the shadows. You know, like what you're doing right now, even with your films, you're stepping out, going out of your comfort zone, and you're really trying to create something. Even despite that, you're not making as much money as you would, but you're really trying to do something. A lot of people really enjoy living in the shadows, and it's their fear. They're just scared of, hey, what if I fail? So I'd rather just sit in this job that I'm not fulfilled, but I can't be courageous enough to take a bold step. So I'd like to really congratulate you for that.
Thank you.
Hey, it's a bold step. I kid you not, not many people do that.
Yeah.
Not many people do that.
For other people to do
it. Yeah, it's very hard. So let's now go after, now you've already quit your job. You've already started, you did the first film. It's called The Two of Us, which was really screened. Is there a place you can get the film though? It was a really nice one.
Yes, I'm thinking of putting it on Vimeo.
Okay.
I'm not a YouTube person because I believe once it's in YouTube,
anybody can
access it, and also it might lose its value.
Okay, yeah.
So for now, I'm just gonna put on Vimeo and just try to submit to some festival.
Okay.
So after that, maybe I might think of putting it on YouTube and maybe something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you left your job. Now you made this documentary film called The Two of Us. Now my question is, what was the process like into making the films, and like how did you transition to it? Because you see, that's last year, 2021. So how has it been? Like, how did you get people? Had you already met people before? Because now this year, I think on Monday, in February, you were screening at Nafasi. Mm-hmm. So how did you transition to that?
Okay, actually, I have a friend who's a filmmaker.
Mm.
His name is Kevin Lambo.
Okay,
so he's a person we support each other, like in film.
Yeah.
So at the time that I was hustling, he didn't have like equipment to do it. So I did, like last year, he had bought like the whole equipment thing. So like in the journey of me quitting my job, I also had like bundles of scripts.
Yeah.
So I was saying, okay, now I need to shoot. But this day, like Kelvin called me and said, like, can you come to Nafasi? Nafasi Art Space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I went at Nafasi. But I didn't know that at Nafasi they had like a film club.
Mm-hmm.
At first I went there and we discussed about films, like, have you watched a film? We discussed about films with critics then, we prove ourselves. So after that, I came to realize, so every month we're supposed to create a film. It's like part of the assignment at Nafasi. So we have to come with the idea, and then you pitch it to Nafasi, and then you have to be accepted, and then you shoot with the people that are around us, our fellow filmmakers. So it was very scary.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of professional.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, self-taught from YouTube.
I was coming from YouTube, you know, like, okay.
YouTube University.
Yes. Now, there is our mentor called Walt. Walt and then, the way he was talking, he was like, okay, can I manage here? Let's see it. So I was very scared even to submit my
thing.
Like, okay, what if they say no?
Yeah.
Like, so I'll be like, okay, I can shoot. Because they didn't accept it. But the environment there was quite overwhelming. Like, people, like, they are kind of big filmmakers, but they respect the ones that are starting.
Yeah.
And they're ready to make, like a friendship, like filmmaking friendship. So I got to feel comfortable somehow.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, why not? So I created an idea. I pitched. I was shaking. And they say, like, okay, can you do this 1, 2, 3? We criticize ourselves there. Yeah. It's not like you're presenting it. Yeah, it's okay, it's nice, shoot it. Hey! We are criticized, like, yeah. No, that's bad. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Do this, do that. It's very, and I really love critics.
Like, yeah.
For real.
Makes you better.
From the bottom of my heart, I love critics. So, like, Walt there and the others were like, no, do this. So I went. I return at home that day and then I sit down with my laptop and say, I can do this. I can do this. So I sat down and wrote, I changed some things again. The next day I went there and I presented it. They said, like, okay, who are you?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, who are you? I was like, did I do something? Like,
yeah.
On my side, I was like, what? I mean, like, it's
normal. Yeah.
Okay, they said, like, wow, this is really nice, from transitioning from the first idea, like, to this one.
Yeah,
I think that's creative.
Yep. You
know, so that this confidence was kept on built on me. I was okay, I can do more. So we started shooting, and also to bond with the, you know, as a filmmaker, we need to bond before even start shooting. We need to bond ourselves so we know ourselves. And so when we give ourselves directions, some people might be agreeing or may not be agreeing. So we're on the same page.
Oh, okay.
So it went like that. We shoot here and there. Some of the casting are not showing up. You have to find an immediate solution when that happens. But from the bottom of my heart, it created a lot of confidence.
Yeah, the community.
And from the day that I shot that film, I remember I told the...
How long did it take to shoot?
One day.
Okay,
It took one day. So I told my DOP, like, can you send me those videos? And, like, I need to have those videos before I even start editing, you know?
work of art.
I kept on staring at them, like, I don't know, man, for hours. I'm like, did I really do this? It went on, then he edits them. And I was like, okay, now I need to make a director decision. You know, like they were saying, I need to make some changes, you know?
Oh, wow, okay.
So it happened that way, but I couldn't stop watching my film. I don't know for how long time. And on my part, I don't believe in bad film.
Yeah.
Especially for us who are, like, starting and all that. I don't believe in bad. So,
can only get better.
Yes, I keep on telling my friends that, I'm going to submit this film to so many places. They say, like, okay, can you come down? You know, the joy.
Yeah.
Like, you have accomplished some of them. Mm-hmm. Like, that's for me, has been a dream. You have left the job. You have left the career.
Yeah.
Now you're on this. So it was a very proud moment. Mm-hmm. Plus the screening day, that was like, I don't know. I felt like I was in Oscars.
Yes. By the way, you are in Oscars. Oh. In fact, for those guys who are listening, Nafasi is an art space in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. By the way, we have traveled during Tanzania. That's why we're here interviewing Tanzanians. So I really loved the film. It was very beautiful. All the films were screened on that day.
Yeah.
And I, one thing I'm getting from your story is Nafasi was a very good learning point. Mm. From your job now, you got a community and you really got to learn.
Yeah.
So even as we wind up, I want us not to go to the technical bit. Mm. So you are a documentary filmmaker. So you're a writer mostly. Mm. So what advice would you have for someone now who is having ideas of writing?
Mm.
What would you advise them? What sites should they visit as a graduate of YouTube University with mentorship? What would you advise a writer?
Yeah, I think they should be as personal as they can be.
Mm.
Because I believe good stories come from within, not copy-pasting. Like that's where originality comes. And once it's original, it's already powerful.
Yeah.
So even at Nafasi, we are being taught that like every day. At first, it wasn't that clear to me, but I came to realize that that's where it is.
Yeah.
Like, not like you should put like your own personal stories. Like I've been on drugs. I have to put that on film. Like,
yeah.
Try to grab those emotions inside of you, the things that made you.
Yeah.
Into film. Like you can create any story, but based on what's inside of you, it's very powerful for a writer. And also there should be. Now speaking from my own perspective, I love message film. Like they kind of like have a message.
Mm.
Like you shouldn't just do for entertainment.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Entertainment is good, but have a message.
Yes, entertainment is really good, but you should have something that can create an impact.
Yeah,
something that can change a person's perspective about themselves. There are a lot of things that are happening in the world right now. I don't even like when people are killing themselves. Mm. I feel very, very bad. So I think as a good writer, should not only based on entertaining people, but teaching while entertaining.
Mm.
That's very powerful.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's also you also based on teaching while entertaining. I'm really inspired by your story, Angela, because I'm learning a lot from you even as a writer. In fact, writers just have a special place in terms of making of a film.
Mm.
And so what are some of parting shots you have for someone who's listening? First off, most of our audience is creative people, people who really want to get their full creative potential. For example, your thing is the writing and the documentary filmmaking. Someone else, they're painters. Someone else, like illustrators. Someone else is a graphic designer. And we're all in the journey. To be that, to get, you know, like if I'm a designer, like I should be on my fullest potential, maximize as much as possible. What's the advice you'll have for people in their journey as they try to fulfill their potential or to find out or to fulfill their potential?
You actually have two.
Mm-hmm.
I think one, the greatest thing is to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's more powerful. If you do that, you're gonna achieve as many things that you could not even imagine because you might not know that much, but the belief that you have in yourself could break the limitations, could break the barriers and everything. So the first thing is belief.
Mm.
It has to start from you, and like you, even if you're an amateur, you have to treat yourself like a senior someone. Mm. Not like, it's not like you're boosting yourself, but it's in you like, I can do this, I can do 1, 2, 3. And the next thing is they shouldn't stop learning.
Yeah.
And every day there's a new thing. So they shouldn't be like away from it, like, okay, this thing came and like you don't even know like it exists. Learning is a part and parcel of a creative journey. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of masterclass. Me on my timetable, I never skipped a masterclass.
Mm.
I watched like, okay, this time like, okay, who is this person is called? I really love that person. Samuel Jackson.
Mm.
I really love his acting, and I love acting, but I don't think like I can enter there.
Yeah.
But I listen to him like, okay, so I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this. There's a lot of things online. That's a good thing. You're not supposed to be in class.
Mm.
Like you have to travel like here to go to like South Africa or like America or Kenya to study. There are a lot of things in online. So just there are YouTube classes. There are podcasts like this one, like even the ones to motivate you, to boost you.
Yeah.
It creates like your self confidence might increase when once you listen to these things and everything. So learning is very important.
Yeah. I love what you said, learning, because nowadays there's no excuse.
Yeah.
There's no excuse that, oh, I don't know how to do this. No, just go to the internet and Google what it is you want to learn.
A lot of things there. Even the things that you're doing right now is very powerful.
Yeah, thank you.
I think for us youth who are still struggling to get there and everything, once we listen to these things, they like motivate us, they boost us, they increase our,
passion.
They increase it. And if you don't feed the passion, or if you don't feed your belief, it disappears.
Yeah.
You have to feed it.
You have to, the word is feed it.
Yes. You have to feed it. Like, by listening to people like you are looking up to.
Yeah.
Or like you do the things that you like. You like. So like, it keeps on.
You feed.
Yes. Because these things keep on disappearing. You are facing a lot of traumas nowadays. Yeah. Anything can come in between us and like destroy our belief, our passion.
Mm.
So in order to be straight, you need to feed it.
Mm.
Like, okay, today I'm gonna listen like even 5 minutes, even 2 minutes of from the mentors or from the masterclass or from the podcast.
Yeah,
you get like you're being boosted. So once it comes, it meets the, like, you're a toughest person. It meets you with knowledge.
Mm.
So it's hard for it to crack it into your system.
I think now, thank you so much, Angela, for even taking time to do this podcast, because one thing I'm also learning from all this is, yes, you can have a vision, and vision is okay. Just because you have a vision and you've discovered your purpose does not necessarily mean you will achieve that or you have impact. It's about your daily choices, and it's about feeding. You have to constantly feed. Like, if you don't feed it, it might actually die, and you might be something else.
Definitely.
Yeah, so congratulations for taking the courage to whatever it is you love.
Yeah.
I wish you the very best. Hoping to do come for more screenings in Tanzania.
You're welcome.
And meeting more filmmakers and creative people in the region, even in the African region. It's really nice to... I like stories like yours because they really motivate me. For me, I'm actually learning from everybody's journey. And I think your journey is very beautiful. You're in the right place. So I really can't wait. Honestly, I feel like me, I've been on a lookout for writers. So the Holy God has just brought writers on my...
You're also doing a very good job, Marsha. You're doing a very good job. This is very powerful.
Thank you so much.
You should allow you are asked to come to Kenya too.
You're very ready to... welcome to Kenya. Makaribisho Kenya. It's just here. We also get to interact and just meet other creatives from the region, because I know there are so many people who are doing... You know, you can be stuck in a bubble thinking you're the only one who's doing nothing or something, until you look around and it's like, oh my goodness, people around are really doing good things.
Yeah.
Younger people are stepping out. They're not fearful anymore. Mm-hmm. So what's the point of me fearing? Just if it's not working, it's not working. Yeah. Just make a decision and move on.
Yeah.
You know, if it doesn't work out, you can always go back. After all, you're young enough.
Mm-hmm.
You can always do so much. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Marsha.
Is the Creative Bell Podcast. We have been interviewing Angela. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for Angela, what's the one thing you've learned from her story? You can do that on our Instagram. We're on Instagram at The Creative Bell Podcast. We can also send me an email at creativebellpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Marsha Tissa. Have yourself an amazing day, evening, morning, depending on what time you're listening to it. Happy New Year 2022.